In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend fathers, brothers, and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. So today on Wednesday, the bridegroom Orthros, which we have just celebrated, we remember the harlot who washed Jesus' feet and also Judas' betrayal. Now, not the actual when he came to Christ in the garden, but when he went to the Pharisees to betray him, to betray Christ. And so there are many hymns in which they contrast the two, where they talk about the repentance of the harlot, of the sinful woman, and they also talk about how the one who had followed Jesus, one of the 12, turned away from Christ and betrayed him out of his love of silver. In the gospel story, that's what it talks about. It talks about how the woman came and poured costly ointment onto Christ's feet, onto his head and onto his feet, and then washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. And Judas responded and said that money could have been, that ointment could have been taken and sold and the money given to the poor. And Christ defended her, saying, "The poor shall always be with you, but I will not be with you much longer." And it also says that Judas was the one who held the purse. He was the one who held the money for the apostles, and that he'd been skimming off the top, so that when he said this, it was he had ulterior motives as well. So one of the hymns I want to read tonight, it says, "When the sinful woman was offering her spice, the disciple was making a bargain with the transgressors of the law. The one rejoiced in pouring out the spice so great in price, while the other hastened to sell the priceless one. The one knew the master, the other was separated from the Lord. She was freed, and Judas became a slave to the enemy. Indifference is evil, but great is repentance. The latter grant to us, O Savior, and redeem us, who for us did suffer." So here, as I mentioned in many of the hymns, it's drawing that comparison that the sinful woman was offering spice and the disciple was making a bargain to make money by betraying the Lord. And that the one rejoiced in pouring out the spice so great in price, while the other hastened to sell the priceless one, hastened to sell Christ. The one knew the master, the other was separated from the Lord. So this is where so often reality is so different than the way we see it. If you looked at these two people, if you looked at the harlot, the prostitute who lived a life of sin making money by sex, and then you looked at one of the 12 apostles, one of the 12 disciples who had followed Christ, who had been sent out to spread the gospel, who had done all the things that the other 11 disciples had done, you would think of one as being a sinner and heading for damnation, and the other as heading for glory, being a saint and heading for glory. But that's not how it turned out. And that's why we must persist in our repentance. The fact that Judas followed Christ didn't save him. It's the fact that he did not repent. He did not repent of his betrayal. He did not continue following Christ and instead betrayed him. I've heard it been said, and of course this is just speculation, that had Judas repented, that Christ would have come to him before he went to Peter. But instead Judas didn't repent. He hung himself. And you see what Christ is willing to forgive by what he forgives this woman, that this woman who lived her life in sin, he readily forgave, and he accepted her repentance. And so that is why we must continue in our time of repentance during Lent, in this time of seeking our repentance, and we must seek to follow the harlot who was at his feet weeping, who cleaned his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. In another point, it compares the weeping of her tears as washing her clean. They say that the crying of tears, the shedding of tears in repentance, is like the second baptism, cleansing us from our sins. So that is what we seek during this time of Lent, this time of repentance, is to repent and to shed tears and to feel compunction and to feel sorrow at our sins. Not to seek the things of the world and thus to betray Christ as Judas did, but instead to be at the feet of Christ, crying and repenting and begging for his forgiveness. And it is through that that we find our salvation. To his glory, that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.